I wasn't going to say anything really by way of a Fervorino today, but there was one thing that struck me in our gospel passage, which I'm sure you can look up online and in your hand missals and so forth. But the shepherds come. The angels have told the shepherds to come. These shepherds are not just any old clodhoppers, but they happen to be of the priestly caste. And they are assigned, among others, to raise lambs that are to be slaughtered in the temple at Passover. And so they go to see the lamb who is going to be slaughtered at Passover. And when all of the things, and talking with Mary and Joseph, and the things being explained to them about them and their experience, and the shepherds talking to them about what they know, there's this dialogue in there. There's a small, tiny little dialogue that you can see that's in there. And when the minds of the shepherds are illuminated adequately, what do? They return to their work doing two things, rejoicing and praising God. When we have an authentic encounter with the Lord, we're going to do two things. We're going to rejoice and we're going to praise God. The lack of joy and lack of praise of God indicates that there's a disconnect of some sort. It's part of the very Catholic thing to be joyful and also to praise God. And we are joyful, therefore, in all the circumstances of our lives, whether they are difficult or whether they are smooth. And so this little episode from this encounter of the shepherds with the Holy Family, the shepherds go back to their work, rejoicing and praising God. And so let us take them as our model as we go about our work today. Credo in unum Deo, Pater omnipotente, factor celi et terre, visibilium omnium et invisibilium, et in unum Dominum, Iesum Christum, filium Dei, unigenitum, et ex Patri natum, mater omnia sicula, Deo de Deo, lumen de lumine Deo,